Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show and episode 646. Today I wanted to talk about bedtime struggles. This has come up with several of the parents that I'm working with recently. And I know that when the same pattern keeps emerging over and over, that more people are struggling with it than just my families. So I thought it would be a good idea to discuss it today here on the show. There's two issues that have come up recently: the structure of bedtime and boundaries around bedtime. And I mean the bedtime routine, not the actual going to sleep part. So I've worked with some families recently who have been trying to do bedtime with siblings at the same time. And it has, for the most part, been a disaster. The siblings fight and argue and don't get along, and I want to do it in my room, I don't want to do it in my sibling's room, and I don't want to read that book, and I don't want to listen to her read, I want you to read, all kinds of hassles. One more story, just a little bit more time. Well, that's the other issue, which is the boundaries. But with a few of these families where this has been a battle recently and a nightmare for everyone, when these things have come up, and these families have been trying to do this bedtime in this way for quite a while, and it's not working. The siblings, the children are not happy. They're not relaxed. They're not settling into a bedtime routine. They are almost dressed for battle. As it becomes time to shift from whatever they're doing in the evening to starting the bedtime routine, everyone's stress level rises. And the parents are aware that everyone is tensing up at the mere thought of shifting to bedtime. And that made me really sad when I heard these stories over and over again, because bedtime should be a lovely time of the day. It should be a time of unwinding and settling down, a time of connection with your children, a time for reading stories or singing songs or snuggling, talking about their days. This has the opportunity to be one of the most lovely times of the day. Things are quieter and slower, and there's less stimulation. There's so much good that can happen at bedtime. But when bedtime is nothing but a nightly battle, the parents and the children miss out on all the benefits of this wonderful time of the day. And so it's important to take a really good look at the bedtime routine and see if there are any changes that can be made. If you find that bedtime is a battle and a struggle every night in your house, it's important to take a look and see what changes might be able to be made. So with the multiple sibling bedtime, I suggested to a few of my families that they separate the bedtimes and do the bedtimes with each child individually, rather than trying to do stories with siblings who are different ages, at different reading levels, different types of books, etc. In theory, it seems like a nice idea to have all the kids gathered together to listen to a nightly bedtime story, but in reality, I don't think it often works out that way. Somebody's needs are not being met. Even if you just think about it from a reading perspective, somebody's needs are not being met. Either the younger child is listening to books that are above their level, or the older child is listening to books that are below their level. Somebody is not getting what they developmentally need. So for these families where I recommended they separate the bedtimes and do individual ones, it was almost like someone waved a magic wand in their household. All the siblings are happy. All the siblings are enjoying their individual one-on-one time with their parent. No one is fighting. No one is dressed for battle. No one is stressed. No one is tense. It has completely revolutionized these families' experience of this lovely time of the day. And the parents are connecting with each of the children one-on-one, and the kids' needs are being met. They're reading books at their appropriate level, either being read to or reading on their own for practice. It's lovely. And everybody's stress level has just gone down markedly because no one's going to battle every night. It's beautiful. The other thing that has come up recently with a few of my families is boundaries around bedtime. So I've been working with some families who, again, dread bedtime. And their experience of bedtime is that their boundaries were too loose around bedtime. And thus, the kids were trying to get more and more and more bedtime. So bedtime was taking 1 or even up to 2 hours to get the kids fully settled in the bed and the parents out of the room. And this was causing, in these couple of families, so much stress and tension, and resentment, aggravation, irritation. I mean, it was a nightmare. And no one was enjoying bedtime. Everyone was dreading it. It was just awful. So in these families, I recommended we talked about what healthy boundaries around bedtime look like. And so healthy boundaries around bedtime can look different for different kids and different needs. So if your child needs extra snuggles than another child, then maybe you shorten the reading time and expand the time spent snuggling. If your child is a voracious reader and doesn't need as much snuggle time and doesn't need to be read to because maybe they're slightly older and they like to read on their own, maybe you readjust the time spent at bedtime and do a little bit of snuggle time, a quick little chat about their day, and then let them spend a portion of that bedtime time reading by themselves in their bed. That's also perfectly fine and reasonable as long as it has a reasonable time limit. You know, it wouldn't be good for a kid to go upstairs to go to bed at 8 or 9 o'clock and then they're still reading their book at 2 in the morning. That obviously would not be a healthy boundary. But maybe 15, 20, 30 minutes of reading, if they really, really enjoy it and that is a relaxing thing for them, it's a great idea at nighttime. And so, but you have to put those healthy boundaries around it. If your child really wants to read, you can't just say, okay, read until you fall asleep, unless they're one who will, you know, if that works for that child, you can say that. If they're going to pretty much fall asleep in 10 or 20 or 30 minutes, then let them read until they fall asleep. But if they're the kind of kid that can read a marathon session for 5 hours, you have to put different boundaries around that child. And so I think that's really true for all of parenting. It's not so cut and dry where you can have just a formula, just a recipe, 2 cups of that and a teaspoon of this and a sprinkle of that. It's not the way it works. You really have to look at your child and their personality and their tendencies and their ways. And you have to look at the environment that you live in, the structure that you've created. You have to look at what their needs are, what they don't need, what they do need, and what might work better for their personality and their style and yours as well. So this podcast isn't so much about telling you what to do to make bedtime less of a battle, but more to just share some examples where these families made some small changes in their bedtime routines and completely transformed the entire experience for everyone and made it a lovely experience. So just wanted to give you some ideas, maybe inspire you to get creative and take a closer look at your bedtime routines and see if there are some small changes that you can make to revolutionize that time of day and make it a pleasant experience for everyone. Because when bedtime is fun and pleasant, everyone gets to look forward to it. And then what's the result? You and your child feel more connected day after day after day. And isn't that what we all want? We want to be closely connected to our children. All right. I hope that gives you some great ideas. I will see you on the next episode. But in the meantime, wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very peaceful day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.